how do you use a class like the class called Dates? If you have a program in which you want to have various dates, then you can declare variables of type date, and here is the syntax. If today is a variable name, you just say today, and you give date on the left-hand side. And this is true of declaring variables of any type, any class. Any class name behaves as a type, and you can use it on the left-hand side of a declaration to declare a variable to have that type. And it declares that that variable is going to be an instance of that class. Now, when you do this variable declaration, you haven't yet created the instance. That's a separate operation in which you use the keyword new followed by the name of the constructor. So to create a date, you say, to create an instance of the class date, you say new date, and then you give whichever arguments you want depending on which constructor you want to have executed. Now you can put those together, and I'm going to show you that in, here's a little teeny class that's going to use the date class. So the class, this class is called date application. It has a main function. Notice that the first statement here combines the declaration of the variable today to be of type date, and also with this equal sign assigns it to be this new date that's constructed here. So you can combine the variable declaration and the construction, but you don't have to. There are cases where you don't want to do that. But that's the first statement of the program, is to declare the date and to create a new one. And with this constructor, as I said, the default is if you don't give any arguments, you get today's date. Now, the second statement here, I've introduced another variable, which I called medieval, which is also of type date, and I create a new one by calling the date constructor with the year 1400, December 25th. So note that I have here two instances of the class date, so there will be created two sets of instance variables that are going to keep track of the values of these two dates. And I could, of course, create many more. Now I just wanted to show you an example of calling a method. So I can call any of the methods in the class, but I have to say which instance of the class I want that method to operate on. And to do that, I use this dot notation, so I can say, use the date that's in the variable today, dot, and I can use any of those methods, like get month or set hours. In this case, I'm using the method called after. So I say today.after, and it's going to call the method after with respect to the particular instance of the date class called today. And what that does is it also takes an argument, which is another date, in this case medieval, and it compares to see if the date represented by the variable today falls after in time the date represented by the variable medieval. Okay? This is a very quick overview of object-oriented programming, I realize.